الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. صدق الله المولان العظيم. We should refresh ourselves and our minds also. Now we are 2/3 gone through Ramadan, and usually the human nature is such that we start slacking, and we lack also. So we should try and refresh. We are going now fresh into Ramadan. Try and build that nature into us, that actually we are going now fresh into Ramadan. Last night the thought came after Taraweeh finished. It's every night with me, and it looks like with everyone who from the faces, Allah knows best, that we are very tired now. Taraweeh is finished now. That everyone's mood is down now. And if, for example, a soccer team, they were playing a match, cup final, and then extra time also, and more they put their stamina, their energy, and they finally won. Now, will they all go sleep away now? Now, finish now. Just get slack now. How they jump and how they carry on. So, yeah, Ramadan, what we are getting. But unfortunately, it's our indifference. We are not so geared up with this. In Palestine, we have heard that when a person becomes shaheed, they celebrate it. We will think of it differently. That's how the people have made zulam, he died, etc. But they celebrate it, he became a shaheed. So like that, Allah give us the tawfiq. Or another example, a person made a lot of money. He worked hard, and he went out of his way, he's exhausted. Now when he gets the pay, now does he like finish it now? I work so hard, let me just go and sleep away. But he's so happy. Or a person who gets married, boy or girl, both of them, and for marriage preparations, they did so much. For the guests they had to see to, all the house they were going to stay, get it furnished, get everything in order, invite the guests, look after the guests, that nobody got any complaint there, everything they had to do. Now at night when they get together, they say, now we are very exhausted. Now whatever wants to happen, we'll sleep away for 1 week, after that we'll see after that. But that whole night they don't sleep. So like this, Allah is pouring His rahmat in the month of Ramadan, but unfortunately we just like very tired, like indifferent. We should be like for the example which Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayh gave, that if you ask of Allah Ta'ala, make dua, and you are asking for a house, you are asking for a car, you are asking for a wife, but then you see you didn't get those things. But if you think about, Allah gave you tawfiq of making 2 rakats of nafil namaz, nafil, not even the faras. Yeah, what a great thing Allah gave you. But we don't look at it like that. We this material things that we appreciate, we think, but the deen, and that is the real thing. So anyway, Ramadan, Allah has brought to us, what a great month. Let us try and revive our spirits again. Not let now just Ramadan, let it get finished now, and if the end is coming now, or that we are getting happy now, only 10 days, this will also pass. No, and especially the last 10 days, even more our josh must come. We should try and build ourselves, that I'm going to try and do as much as I can. Physically, we are weak, we are human, a person tries to stay awake, and he makes some ibadat, sleep overpowers us, those are next. But the actual spirit of iman, may Allah Ta'ala, let that be very much awake in us. Let that be there. We are human beings, we've got our limitations in everything. But as far as our imani jazbah is concerned, may Allah make it that we look forward to it. And what a month Allah Ta'ala has given us. Just to remind ourselves again, the first 10 days was the rahmat of Allah, which was pouring down Allah's rahmat. So that where the month is such, that rahmat is there, we must still make dua also that say, Allah, give me a full share of that rahmat. That ashara is gone, the first ashara, but still we make dua. That Ya Allah, give me a full share of that rahmat of the month of Ramadan. And rahmat really is tawfiq-e-ta'at. that a person gets the tawfiq to be obedient to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And if we get it with enthusiasm, mashallah, nurun ala nur. But that is not really a requirement. Just the tawfiq ita'at, that we fulfill the commands of Allah. That is a great ni'mat of Allah. And we get it with that enjoyment, that feeling, then mashallah, even better. And according to some buzurs, they explain that if you don't get that enthusiasm, that feeling, that passion, that is even more greater the ibadah. Because now you are doing it not for your enjoyment. Your enjoyment got no say in there. Now you're doing it solely for Allah Ta'ala. Like your washing machine washes your clothes, it doesn't get any enjoyment itself. In fact, it goes through what a rigorous process. Spinning so fast and everything, taking in hot water, perhaps cold water, hitting the clothes this side, that side. It gets no enjoyment, but it is presenting you a clean, white, pure clothes. So like that, our ibadat, we get no enjoyment, only for Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Then the second ashra was of the, after the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, the maghfirat of Allah. What a great thing. The maghfirat of Allah Ta'ala, where Allah Ta'ala makes maaf. And Allah Ta'ala is that great, great, kind being. No matter how much we make shukr to Allah, that Allah is our Allah. And with all his sifat, there is nobody in the world, all the people together, even all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, really, they cannot have anything what Allah has got. How Allah Ta'ala is. Allah is so, what his qudrat is. And when if Allah wants to punish, we want to punish our child, our student, anyone, we still have that little bit fear that perhaps now he'll come and fight against us. Many times we have. The children want to hit their parents or hit them also. And we have a student also, he hits his ustad also. We have these cases. But with Allah, there is no possibility whatsoever. One child became hafiz, very poor child. So now he didn't know how to thank the ustad. All they showed their appreciation, they bring some present. He was very poor. He didn't have anything. So after a few days, he told the ustad, that ustadji, you made me hafiz, appreciated very much. What a great treasure and gift you gave me. And I can't give you anything. I'm a poor person. Then he took out a dagger and he said, I thought I'll make you shaheed. What bigger gift can there be than shahada? I make you shaheed. So Ustad said, yes, my son, really, that is what can be greater than that. Because the Ustad was Ustad. He knew more than what the student know. So he says that, see, for becoming shaheed, let me make wuzu, to wuzu, so I'm nice and fresh and clean with wuzu, and I go, make two rakats namaz, then you make me shaheed. He went out of the room, he locked it. He told the people, take, look after this boy, what's wrong with him? I made him hafiz, he's going to make me shaheed. So what we have to do to appreciate, so Allah Ta'ala's maghfirat that Allah gives, Allah's gifts that we can give for Ramadan and all, and Allah, that is, Allah is our Allah, that He forgives so abundantly. What can we give to Allah? Allahu Akbar, our Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Arif Billah. He says, like, especially the big night of power will come, Laylatul Qadr will come. What can we give to Allah? Ibadat, malaika making such ibadat, where can we make such ibadat? Everything what Allah has got. So he says on a night like this, the dua, Allahumma innaka afuun, tuhibbul afwa, fa'afu anni, fa'afu anna. That we make the dua and we keep this in mind, Ya Allah, everyone likes something from which is imported from another foreign country. And by you, what can I bring like from foreign country to you? What can I give you? Ibadat, you've got the malaika, what ibadat? And you're not even in need of ibadat. So what I brought was truckloads of gunas. That is from the foreign land, from the earth. And by you in your domain, there is no guna, no one commits any guna, any sin. So I brought all this, and your hobby, your pet, your passion, your love is to forgive, to hibbul afwa. You just love to forgive. In fact, in riwayat it comes that if nobody commits sin, Allah will finish off that people. And He'll bring another nation that will commit sin. this is not license for us to sin at all. But that Allah loves to forgive. So I brought my gunas and you do now what you love to do, to forgive. You forgive us completely, O Allah. So anyway, the second ashra was of forgiveness. And now the last ashra is itqum minan nar, where Allah is setting people free from the fire of Jahannam. And how much Allah sets free, only Allah knows. So this is the night that we should make, the last ashra. And it's only 10 days. We will say 9 days this year. But really, 9 or 10 days. And our desire should be, it should be 10. If we just have to think of what Jahannam is, for example. A few things, the Quran Sharif, many places it has explained. Like, لَهُمْ زُلَلُ مِنَ النَّارِ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَمِنْ تَحْتِهِمْ. That the clouds of fire from above them and beneath them. So in other words, the people of Jahannam, Allah save us all, will be sandwiched in the, they will be like the middle, you know, in a sandwich what you put inside. The people will be like that. ذَلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِهِ عِبَادَهُ. That is what Allah is warning His bandas about. That, and just that Allah is warning us is the mercy of Allah. If we didn't know and we just gone into the azab, Allah is saying, ذَلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِعِبَادَهُ يَا عِبَادِ فَاسْتَقُونَ. So my bandas, please stay away. Stay away completely from all these gunas. So now to stay away, Allah gave us a special 10 days. That this is the time to ask Allah to set us free from the fire of Jahannam. So just think of little bit of the fire of Jahannam. That when the fire will appear, it will come near, people's faces will go black. That what will be the fire? It comes in riwayat, people will be made heaps, one on top of another. And then all together they will be just thrown into the fire. And there in the fire of Jahannam, they will be like, here, all people above you. And no, you don't die there. And in a very restricted, narrow place. Yeah, just if we are a little bit restricted, little bit, how we feel. Whether you are even in your house, your whole house, but you got house arrest. You're not allowed to leave your house. We feel so restricted. Any restriction, we feel very hard. There is physical restriction, psychological, mental restriction, and no death also come. And a person, they will cry for death. Allah says, ask for thousands of death. No death is going to come, going to come. But yeah, Allah is giving us the opportunity that we make this dua for us, our parents, our family people, our friends, our asatid, all Allah free us from the fire of Jahannam. And this whole last 10 days is itqum minan nar, where Allah is just setting free the people. Make us, O Allah, from those who you set free from the fire of Jahannam. So we should try not miss out on this dua. Allah, next year, who knows we will be living for next Ramadan. And even for now, who knows that we are going to live till tonight, from Maghrib time, the time of itqum minan nar is going to start. Where Allah is going to be just setting people free from the fire of Jahannam. That will happen. And from our side, we also beg. It mustn't happen. Like people ask us, Masjid, you have ta'aleem? Kitab ta'aleem? Yes, we have, alhamdulillah, every night. But are you sitting? No, I'm not sitting. But we also, so this itqum minan nar is there. But to make sure I'm also there, my children, my wife, my family, we all love our family, we love our parents. They have passed away. This is the time. What's the opportunity Allah has given us? So Allah, let us appreciate the great, great opportunities of Ramadan. Every moment, every aspect. And so to say in Ramadan, there isn't one moment in one moment. There are moments in that moment. How blessed Allah has made it. And there isn't one aspect of benefit. There are so many aspects of benefit. So this whole month is that Allah says, Shahru Ramadan. What a month, the month of Ramadan. What a month. Alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. That the Qur'an was revealed. Alhamdulillah. If we just think also the whole world, whether it is urban areas, city areas, villages, jungles, Quran is being recited so much. And now we see, alhamdulillah, almost any town, small town also, 5 places Taraweeh, 8 places Taraweeh, big places, perhaps in Azadville, I think 40, 50 places, and everywhere else, Lanesia, how many places, by the hundreds, Lodium, how many, and the whole world, only Quran, and how happy Allah must be getting. And we know what is the quality of our recitation of Quran, how much is our heart in the Taraweeh. How much complaints we got, the ruku is too long, the qiraat is too slow, this is not right. But still, Allah Ta'ala just appreciates that you also, though you are like that, but you are, yeah, you have brought yourself. And Allah knows what sacrifice. And Allah is na'mal qadirin. That how much Allah appreciates. Nobody in the world can appreciate like that. A person does so much for his wife. Wife does so much for her husband. One little thing is not done, we complain. And then we tell one another, I do so much but you don't appreciate. But Allah Ta'ala, how much Allah is doing all the time. And from us, really, our appreciation of Allah, our shukr is also totally naqis. It is totally incomplete. But Allah Ta'ala never tires of giving us His ni'mat. His ni'mat, He just pours down all the time. Allah Ta'ala blesses us with His ni'mat. So let us also try and revive the spirit that this is the Ramadan Allah has given us. And really it should be, Allah brings it into us, that Ramadan should not get finished. It should just carry on. Not there are 10 days left. That there are 9 days left. No, Ramadan should be carrying on. So this Quran, what a kitab Allah has given us. Really, the greatest ni'mat that Allah has given us. As Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali said, a 30 supara, love letter Allah has given us. That you are going in this dunya, you are dunya, you are going for a while there. And how you must stay there, your son, your daughter, for you are sending them for some reason somewhere far from home. And now how they must conduct themselves, and there are lots of dangers there. There are crooks, there are drug addicts, there are all types of people, atheists, all types. Your son is going to be in the middle of that. And now you give that guidance, be careful of this, be careful of that, don't do this. Allah gave us in detail in the Quran Sharif that what we should, yeah, we are in a place of great danger in this dunya. So this Quran Sharif, from our side, we know our weakness, but the Huffaz, they reading the whole day so that they come and read that Taraweeh and they do it properly. And then how much of dur, we should make so much of shukr. Quran Sharif is being recited, we also read, and especially the Huffaz who are reading that day's para, how many times? Then they're reading it in the Taraweeh, and many masjids now, we're having the summary of that what they read also. The tarjumah, the khulasa. So how much Allah is getting us involved in that? And what is our attitude? Are we falling asleep while this tarjumah is being given? Or are we listening to it? And also when we're reading, with how much of concentration? So anyway, the Quran Sharif, and then now in the last, that's from the beginning of Ramadan, the whole year, our whole life. And now in the last ashara, Allah says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. That night of power is now in this last ashara. Commonly we all know, there are other views also, but we all, and as it is in the odd night, and we all hope, if not for any other night, at least the 27th night, that night Allah Ta'ala revealed this great ni'mat. So now with how much more enthusiasm we must look forward to it. And everything else we see in our dunya, and we don't like to give this examples, but unfortunately we're living like that. If there is a cup final, all the matches that were taking place to lead up to the kind final, we all took interest in that. Now in the cup final took place, now you went and sleep away. Now then the highlight of Ramadan is coming. The last ashara, the Laylatul Qadr is coming. And then after that, it is just Allah's ni'mat again. Laylatul Jaiza, the last night of Ramadan, the night of Eid again, the day of Eid again. What occasions Allah Ta'ala has given us. So there's the Quran Sharif Allah has given us. Then Allah, the month of Ramadan, the recipient in which the Quran was revealed in this month. This month also is honorable. And the Quran coming in it, even more it made it honorable. So this is just all nur from every side that Allah Ta'ala is blessing us with. Then the first 10 nights, and what Allah give us tawfiq of ibadat, and if everyone we can have that feeling that I did not do what I was supposed to do. I've fallen far short. I'm far short. That is a good sign that I couldn't do what I was supposed to do. And we still keep on trying. Now again we try. And then in the last ashara, even more we try. And then what the purpose of Ramadan was, refresh that in our mind again. As Allah Ta'ala Himself says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that we could have acquired taqwa. So that we could have acquired that quality by which we fulfill the commandments of His Allah, it becomes our nature. And to stay away from the disobedience of Allah also becomes our nature. And how much we have gone in this. And don't think it hasn't happened. To everyone it has happened. On the one side, let us not be so much negative that we don't show appreciation for Allah's ni'mat. Yeah, for example, in the month of Ramadan, see a habitual drunkard also does not drink during the day. A person who was drinking publicly, he'll go and hide and drink. That is also to commit a guna publicly is a much more worse thing. Now you go and do it privately, it's still a very bad guna, but not as bad as doing it publicly like that. So everyone, a smoker, how many smokers, that they haven't smoked it during the day. So these were all the ni'mats also. So on the one side, we must not become so much that I've got nothing, I haven't progressed. No, see how many ni'mats. That in the month, I made my 5 times namaz. I made them what jamaat. All this makes shukr to Allah Ta'ala. I read Quran Sharif. How much Allah Ta'ala gave me tawfiq. And on the other hand, that does not go to the extent that pride comes into us, or complacency, that I'm complacent. I did lot. Or I really, this month, this Ramadan. No, it mustn't go to that extent also. Also, that now I really achieved. Then again, look at our elders. And then we see, really, I did nothing whatsoever. And where we want to lose hope then, don't let it go. Many people are writing and they are saying that we just not enjoying, we haven't done it. No, appreciate how much you are still a Muslim. What a big ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. How much the negative things or atheism and all other bad things are coming, but you are still a Muslim, and that you are worried about it, this is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. That you are, if you did not have that iman, you should never have been worried about it. You should have been also just now gone overboard and doing what you want to, but you're still observing Ramadan, you're observing your namazes, you feel my heart is not in there, no problem. But you are doing it, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala gave us, so this taqwa, how much it has come. And let us build it now. And now towards the end, let us not lose it also. In fact, let us make it become stronger and stronger all the time. Then this was the month where Allah has increased the rewards of amal and ibadat to such an extent that our minds cannot work. A nafil becomes a farz. A farz is multiplied by 70. And looking at Allah's mercy, all this, as Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, that learning one ayat of the Quran or two ayats and getting a camel that is pregnant is just for us to understand. Otherwise, how are we going to understand? Like, for example, one of the great wisdoms of Allah creating snakes. If there were no snakes in the world, then how we should have understood what will be snakes in Jahannam. Now this is just the word snake and a person already starts shaking. He gets worried already. The word is such a word. So now we got some idea. So all these examples and things, the fruit of this dunya can never compare with the fruits of Jannah. The woman of dunya, can never ever compare with any enjoyment, can never compare. So if these things were not here, how we should have understood what that life will be. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, this ibadat, that one nafal becomes a faraz, one faraz becomes 70, all that is, we wouldn't be able to, how much Allah is giving. Allah's mercy has got no limit. And in this month, Allah is just pouring down His mercy. So much so, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's condition was, his generosity knew no bounds in this month. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that whatever came, as it came, it went. Nothing stayed by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It just went all the time. And this is also a reflection of Allah's generosity. And that Allah is setting so many people free from the fire of Jahannam, this is also Allah's great benevolence and Allah's great generosity, His hilam, His karam, that Allah Ta'ala is setting free. So this also in this month. This is the month of du'as, where 24 hours du'as are accepted. During the day, Allah has commanded His creation, the malaika, you say Ameen on the du'as of the fasting people of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is your work. Don't even sing my praises, Allah says. You just say Ameen. And the minute Maghrib, sunset starts, then Allah Himself, or He has an announcer to announce, ask me, what do you want from me? What do you want this? You want that? So this is the month, and all of us got up. And now this last Ashura especially, to be saved, to be emancipated, to be set free from the fire of Jahannam. What a great thing. In this till tonight, Maghrib time, to be freed of our gunas. And gunas, our worst enemies. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has given a very beautiful example to understand what gunas are. That a young man got married, and you get married normally 25 years, round about there, more or less, but he used to wet the bed every night. So his wife told him, what is this you doing? And small children, they wet the bed, they haven't got control over the urine, you fasten napkins also, but still they mess the bed, they wet, and you're a grown-up married person now. So he says, actually what happens is that shaitan comes in my dream every night. And then he takes me for a very long walk. And after a long time, everyone needs to go to the toilet. So I tell Shaitan, I need to go to the loo, to the toilet now. So he says, no problem. And he shows me an ultra modern, hygienic, clean toilet. And I do my thing there. In the morning, I realize it was a dream and it happened in the bed. So the wife said, that the Shaitan, such a good friend of yours, every night he comes and he takes you for a long walk. And you know, we are such poor people, we haven't got money, we can't make ends meet. Why don't you tell Shaitan, he must show you where all the money is kept, jinn. And jinnat know everywhere where all the money is kept, everything. So he said, yes, very bright idea. So that night Shaitan came in his dream. He told Shaitan, my wife says, what you should making me show toilet and all that? Show me where all the money is kept, treasures, gold, silver, all the valuables. So he said, no problem, why didn't you tell me? You should tell me long ago. So immediately he took him big chest, big locker, filled with all precious stones, diamonds, everything. Very heavy. He was very excited also. He went and picked it up. He made number two. So in the morning, the wife says, now even worse, you are just doing number one, now number two in the bed. And now you're all excreta also in the bed. So this is just a story like. But the lesson is important. Many of us, we just remember the story, but the lesson we forget. The lesson, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, our urine, a walis urine also, stool, is also napak, najis. And ours all, the type of people we are, and then non-Muslims, they, we eat pork and drink wine and all the drugs and all the filth and dirt. Their urine and there, he says, but it goes in the toilet, you flush it, it's gone away. In the bed, how bad is it? This is the important point, that worse than death, may Allah put it in my mind and heart, worse than death are sins also. But sins, just as a shaitan puts that nice silver paper over it, glittering paper, and sins appear. Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, we saw a few occasions that even people who were not his murid, there was a woman walking something and somebody's glance just fell. He couldn't take it. What are you looking? Where are you looking at? Filth and dirt you are looking at. How? Then one Buzurg Hazrat said, when he went out in the morning, he saw one person committing a sin. He became so sick, he had to return. And when he urinated, blood came out with his urine. So much he couldn't tolerate sin. Unfortunately, sin today, for us, we enjoy sin. That whatever type of lying, pet biting, and looking at other women on the cell phone, looking at filth and dirt, all these things we enjoy so much. But sin is the worst thing. And Allah save us all. If a person was involved in this, and then a person comes and he takes out all that silver paper, shining paper, and now you see the dirt, like one buzurg, the murid came to make his islah. So there was a female worker also there, taking the filth and the stool and that, when they want flush system, toilets, etc. So this murid also had that sickness in him, looking, and he was looking at this woman. So the woman reported him to the sheikh. This murid of yours came and he's looking at me with very bad eyes. He's got bad intentions of me. So the sheikh said, no problem, we'll make his treatment. So the sheikh said that when you pass by, when you go, then don't walk at a distance from him. Walk somewhere near so all that what you are carrying, the dirt and filth on your head, comes near him. Let him smell it properly. Then after that, even go more. After that, drop a little bit on him also. After all that they did, then the sheikh gave him gave that woman some laxative, by which such a strong laxative that everything went out. Now all her little features she had, her face, her body, she became like a scarecrow, weak, nothing to look at. So then he said, now go more nearer to him. Now he wasn't even looking. So looking. So the sheikh says, why don't you look now? It's the same woman. All what's gone out from her is her dirt and filth. What you were looking at, it wasn't that beauty you're thinking. You were looking at the dirt and filth. Like when, for example, a girl is 16, 18 years old. Now she's 60 and 80. Now, as Hazrat explained, her teeth have fallen out. One tooth is left. Long, dirty, yellow tooth. And her cheeks are gone in also. The sides also are all gone in. Her hair has fallen off. Now look at her. Now why don't you look now? Eh? So it's still the same woman, but why don't you look now? That's what that filth and dirt that was inside, that is gone out. So shaitan makes us a fool like this. So anyway, so this is that month that our taqwa also we must gain, and then together with that, our ibadat we must increase. The rewards of them are so great. Month of du'as also. And the month also in which Allah Ta'ala has given us connection with Allah to make sabr. And everyone, roza is sabr. Like for any time now, maybe how many of us are feeling little thirsty, but we won't give it a second thought. I've got roza, it's finished, end of the story. So we are making sabr. Many other things we would like to do. Many of us, even in our business, legal, proper things, according to Sharia, but it's Ramzan. Even a phone comes, we'll see after Ramzan. I'm not going to involve. We're making sabr. I could make so much money now, but no, not now, after Ramzan. Anything else, a nikah also. So if the phoning, we're getting married to my son, to my daughter, etc. When? No, we won't discuss it now. We'll discuss it after Ramzan. So everything, we're making sabr from so many things. So this is that month also. Month of generosity also. Month of patience. Month of generosity. Month of compassion and feeling for the poor also. This is the month when, alhamdulillah, may Allah give all of us tawfiq. People have sent sehri, iftari for poor people to this place, to that place. So they have seen to that also. And this is what this month is all about. And in order to achieve it also, we must not fall back on that also. That it is the month that where we stay away from food, drink, and our wives, etc., halal, everything. But we are staying away, we are making sabr. So this is also the month that we control our eyes also completely. Everything. And our eyes, not only from the woman outside, many of us, those who are here in the etikaf, etc., who are spending their time, they don't see any woman really, no woman whatsoever. But on our cell phone, let us think, and the worst cell phone in the heart, and you just open it up and we start thinking of some bad things, etc., let us avoid that. Our tongue, control our tongue. Yeah, with our friends also, and even any little arguments or anything, and even just more, even just talk, just normal talk, let us avoid that. A person who will give, what is Ramzan? To give up permissible things, not haram things. Food is permissible for you, halal, chais, pure food, but you don't eat it. Your wife is halal. You made nikah with her, she's your wife. But you don't become intimate with her. So when we gave up permissible things, and this is the training of Ramadan, when you give up your permissible things, Allah will make it easy for you for your rest of your life to give up all impermissible, all haram things, you will give them away. All layani will go out of your life. So in the same way, yeah, with our talking also, whether it is eating time, how many times announcement has to be made, other sathis are sleeping, then some few people are sitting and talking, disturbing those people. That should never be the case. We shouldn't be disturbing anyone. So if we give up, that is disturbing people, which is a haram, a big haram to disturb others. So even permissible things, if we give it up, Allah will save us from all the impermissible. So the eyes, the tongue, the ears also, not listening to anything also, and then the stomach also, the food that we eat, we should not eat anything which is doubtful, and we shouldn't overeat also. Eat what is healthy, good, and then also don't overeat. Ramadan should be the month that at least if we weigh ourselves, end of Ramadan, our weight should have come a bit less. It was a month of fasting, we say. After 50 days of fasting, if our weight went up, then, as Hazrat Shaykh say, we only feasted. We didn't fast, we feasted. The only thing we did, we changed the times of eating. Eh? That is, Sehri time, I won't have breakfast, I won't have lunch, so let me cover up now. And at Iftari time, we forgot that I didn't have, I covered up Sehri time. So today I didn't have breakfast, I didn't have lunch, and we cover up again. So it is double again. After Taraweeh, again another snack again. And we're eating again more. If we are eating more in Ramadan, then really the object of fasting, as far as food is concerned, also we have defeated. So we try that also. Try and control our intake also. And then fasting of the mind and heart also. That no pride must come into us. That I'm better than the next person. And that I kept fast. How many people are not keeping fast? And just to get also, to cut ourselves down to size, one person in our country very many years ago, he had a Muslim person, but he was running a brothel, a shabin. But Ramadan should come, he should close it. He shouldn't keep fast himself also. He was that type of person running a brothel and a shabin. But his patrons, his customers were almost all 100% non-Muslims. And they should plead with him that we are not Muslims. Why we want all this? But he should say, no, it's Ramadan. Respect of Ramadan. And he shouldn't keep Roza himself also. But just the respect of Ramadan, he shouldn't, hold Ramadan, it was closed. On that, his maut came on 27th night on Juma. So the respect of this. So in the same way, we respect the shi'ar of Allah Ta'ala. Everything what Allah Ta'ala, the Roza, if we respect it with our eyes also, with our tongue also, with our ears also, Allah na'mal qadirin. We don't know what Allah will give just on that. And how many instances we read that Allah's mercy knows no limits. And the month of Ramadan, even moreover, they know no limits whatsoever. They got no limits. And they just flow. So this is the month. So this is the month that we try and make our rozas also, that we can acquire all those things. What Allah has promised us, that is there. But what is required, we have to do what we have to do. That is to make our rozas. Let us not become slack in any way. That now many other people, who, perhaps from us also from here, will now phone home that for Eid you must make this. from now already, that on each day we're going to this place, we're going, all that preparation, all this clothes you must buy for me. And people are going for each shopping also. And people are going, hopefully, it is not anymore, but we complain that used to come. Women folk should miss their first roses to go for each shopping. Now priorities are wrong. Ramadan is Ramadan, and the value of Ramadan, we mustn't get into that. Also, what is common now, that for the Eid day, getting the family together, the food, etc. Mashallah, there are those pious women also who say, we don't want all this Eid gatherings here. Because now, that now towards the end of Ramadan, must we now be all the time in the kitchen? That is also ibadat. And shaitan will put a big ibadat also. But the ibadat of Ramadan, those gatherings you can have then after, out of Ramadan. But in Ramadan comes back. As the ulama have written, it comes in the hadith that if a person misses one roza of Ramadan, his whole life he can fast, he can't cover it up. Masala wise it gets covered up. You kept one roza, you missed one. But the value that was of Ramadan, your whole life you keep rozas, can't cover up that roza of Ramadan. What the value has got. Now towards the end, all the ibadat and the end, in al-ibratu bil-khawatim. That at the end, how it comes, that is the most important. Now we're going to get more busy cooking and baking and all that. Or must we get more busy in ibadat now? Towards the end, we should get more engaged in ibadat. So Allah give us tawfiq. Also, we should remember that as we have to give our fidya for Ramzan. And the masalas and how much to give, everything both are in the masjid, all we are doing that. Also let us try and give some sadaqah for our rozas, any deficiency that there was. Allah fills it up. If the Ramzan, our ibadat is lying in between by our sadaqatul fitr, Allah Ta'ala accepts it. But our Quran Sharif, we showed lot of bi'adabi to Quran. We didn't pay the attention. So give some sadaqah. If we can, every time we make a khatam throughout the year, give some sadaqah. And now at least at the end, give some sadaqah also. Like we go for ziyarat Madina Sharif, there is no real sadaqah to give. When we're going to Rauza Mubarak, we should give some sadaqah. But at the end also, how lot wrong things we did there also. So Allah give us tawfiq, and let us appreciate. And this last 10 days, let us not become slack. Allah give me also tawfiq. That's why we speak, so that we can, hopefully, little bit can come into us also. That now we don't start now sort of just winding down and finishing it up. In fact, it is such the mizaj and attitude of our deen. You kept your 29, 30 rozas, then Shawwal comes, keep another 6 again. Don't just come out of it one time. Don't come down now that Eid is coming, I must get prepared to eat on each day. So how many of us, each day we eat so much, we start vomiting, we get sick also. We find our older people, each day they should eat very little also. They say the stomach is not used to it. Especially now, you have your meal after Eid Namaz, you are there, what called breakfast or whatever, then don't go to town there also. At that time, your stomach was not used to all that. So now, control it also. Little bit, bring it. And then again, keep the 6 rozas of Shawwal, so you can come back again into your normal strength, slowly. Not just we go, like the chicken is on there, the roast is there, the biryani is there, and we just start going wild. No, the Quran Sharif, Allahu Akbar, it says, all that, leave it to these, the non-believers, kuffar. They are people like animals, they just eat and drink and just carry on wildly and like no restriction they got. They leave it to them. We live in restriction, there is freedom. We live a life or a dunya, sijnul mu'min. You live in a jail, with all the laws of Islam, and then you go into freedom when you go in the qabr. And you'll see and you'll enjoy so much. And in freedom, there is restriction. We say, yeah, in freedom, we do what we want to. In the qabr, the qabr will become so narrow on us that one side will will go into the other, so narrow it will become. And here we stayed in the freedom that we did what we want to and went where we went, wanted to, there restriction. Here we stayed in restriction. Those who have been i'tikaf, mubarak to those people. You'll be staying in restriction on this. Allah, so much of freedom there between a person who made i'tikaf for one day, between him and Jahannam, how many trenches Allah will open, which you cannot cross and you cannot. So Allah, this is a great time. We're coming towards the end. Let us appreciate. And also one very important thing, our namaz, try and make that an object of our lives. For our family, for our town people, our neighbors. How many of us, our neighbors are not namazis? We're not worried about it at all. We pass him, he's washing his car, for example. He's working in his garden. Azan is gone. We are going, but we won't make the dua in the heart also. Ya Allah, let him, give him also tawfiq to come. And actually we should go and visit him, but work on it, that how we can. It's just one little, we heard that there was a break-in or that somebody is sick, we are there. But a big thing like namaz is not there, and we are not there. Are we so indifferent to our deen that namaz means nothing to us? That other things mean a lot to us. A baby is born, we go with some present. Ramzan now, iftari time, we send something little bit for all that we do. But for namaz, that is not this, not this, not there. And openly, publicly, if it is just outside his house, or things like that, Allah give us that concern that namaz comes into our lives, into the whole ummah and the whole of deen also, inshallah.